buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. Hello, MG.
Hello, Liam. Hello, listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, mate.
Oh, that's nice of you. Yeah. Thank you for the chocolates as well.
You're welcome. But the thing is, when you love sport, MG, this show every day is Valentine's
Day. I love Ferrero shares.
Yeah, you just tried to steal some off a desk. We'll talk about that on our social. Check that out. MG, the Big Bash finals have finally arrived.
Mm.
The ladder leading Hobart Hurricanes take on the Melbourne Stars tonight. The game starts in an hour and a half, and the best cricket mind in the country, I don't think there's an argument, Ricky Ponting. He will join us after the first song to tell us who wins and why.
And our new assistant coach for the upcoming World Cup.
Exactly. Punter will be on here in about 5 minutes' time. The Super Rugby season gets underway this weekend. The Waratahs take on the Hurricanes Saturday night. Brookvale Oval, former Wallaby Drew Mitchell. He'll be swinging by the studio to tell us just how far the Tars can go in 2019.
Yeah, great friend of the show, Drew Mitchell. And well done to Laurie Daly. A fantastic appointment by naming Cody Walker captain of the Indigenous team. Fantastic appointment.
Taking on the Maoris tomorrow night down in Melbourne.
Yeah, I can't wait for this game. It's the unofficial kickoff to the Rugby League season, as we mentioned last night.
Yeah, Cody, you can see with how much tomorrow night's game means to the players playing in it, you'd think getting the honour to captain the side for Cody Walker would be one of his career thrills.
I think he'll be in tears tomorrow night.
And also, MG, we are 1 month out from the NRL season. You are going to tell us which player or players can make the jump from being good to great this season.
Yeah, well, in that basket, I count maybe a Tarek Sims from last year and a Luke Brooks, similar to them guys who went from good to great.
All right, that's coming up in the show tonight. But up next, Ricky Ponting. Hey, the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Waratahs fans, stick around. Drew Mitchell's going to be joining us very shortly to preview the Waratahs season opener Saturday night at Brookvale. And also, get your thinking caps on, because MG is going to name the players in rugby league that he thinks can go from good to great.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a couple?
I've already named one young bloke who I think can go from good to great. No, I said he'll play Origin this year, and that's Zach Lomax. So
all right,
I've got to include him, but there's a couple of others who will join him.
Okay, well, and we also want you to join in that conversation in about 15 minutes' time. But first, MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, the Big Bash. We finally hit the pointy stage of the tournament. Just four teams remaining. Disappointing that Team of the West, the Thunder, didn't make it in the end.
Yeah, but if you're you are from Melbourne, you'll be very happy to see that both your teams have made it.
Absolutely. There are the Hobart Hurricanes, the Melbourne Stars and the Renegades, and the Sydney Sixers are in, which is good news. You can catch all the action live on Channel 7. And joining us on the phone now to discuss it, he's been the man. Look, he's the best cricket analyst in the country, let's be honest.
And not just because we're about to speak
but I
agree with you, yeah.
Ricky Ponting joins us on the line. Punter, the Big Bash finals are here. Who do you like tonight in the first matchup? You got the Hobart Hurricanes taking on Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hard for me to tip against my old team, the Hurricanes, isn't it? I mean, I generally turn up to work with a purple shirt underneath whatever shirt I'm wearing in the commentary box. But, you know, the Hurricanes have got a bit in their favour. I think they've won their last eight straight down here at down here in Hobart. But I've just got a bit of a feeling about the Stars tonight.
And then the Renegades take on the Sydney Sixers. That's another a big clash. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, well, both those teams, to be honest, through the series, well, through the tournament, have both been really up and down. Sydney Sixers have sort of got to where they've got on the back of some outstanding bowling performances from, you know, Tom Curran. Stephen O'Keefe's been outstanding again, and so is Sean Abbott. And then you look at the Renegades, and it's sort of quite surprising how they've managed to make it to where they have, because a lot of their players have had, you know, pretty average sort of seasons. They've had no real standouts, probably with the exception of Kane Richardson, who's one of the leading wicket takers in the tournament. So all in that one, I know that one's in Melbourne, but I think the Sixers might get over the top of the Renegades.
On to other matters now, punter. Congratulations on being named assistant coach for the upcoming World Cup. It must be a great accolade you take really personally.
Yeah, coaching's in my blood. You know, I'm coaching in the IPL as well in a few months' time that I'm looking forward to. And, you know, the moment that I finished playing, I said I wanted to get back involved in Australian cricket somewhere and try and pass on some of the things that I learned from my time playing the game. And I think even now, the chance to sit back in the commentary box and probably analyse the game more than I probably did when I was playing has probably given me a slightly different outlook on things tactically as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the World Cup. I mean, I've been through a few World Cups myself and thankfully tasted a bit of success. So hopefully some of that can rub off on this current group of players.
You've been doing an outstanding job in that commentary box for Channel 7. Ricky, the big two players you've spoken about already and how important they'll be for the World Cup, David Warner and Steve Smith, have you been in touch with them ahead of their eligibility returning for the national setup?
Yeah, I've spoken to both of them quite a bit, actually, through their suspensions or through their bans. And over the last couple of weeks, they've both had quite similar elbow surgeries as well. That's sort of going to hold them back a little bit. I think Steve Smith's ended up being a little bit worse than what Davies were. You know, I said the other day that, you know, I'm looking forward to having those guys back in the side. There's still got to be a decision made there whether they come straight back into the team or not. But, you know, reading the tea leaves, I think not only do we need those calibre of players back in the side, we need that experience back in our lineup as well, not just the one-day team, but also the test team.
I can just imagine, MG, when the announcement about Punter's appointment came, that both Stevie and Dave got on the text message, "Go, Ricky, just letting you know, feeling really good, seeing the ball well. Elbows are going to be okay."
No, they would have said, "You need a caddy." Punter loves his golf.
You're spot on. You're spot on,
I know, as an outside looking in, because that's what I am of cricket, I'm not an expert by any means, but even my son, who's 18, says to me, "Dad, why can't Matthew Wade make this Australian cricket team at the moment?" Have you got an answer for him, Punter?
No, I haven't, because I've pretty much been saying that right through the summer as well. Look, I don't know why. I think the message he got was that they would have liked to have seen him bat up the order a little bit more. But, look, it's a really tough one, I guess.
I keep hearing from those that are around the cricket circles that he's a prickly character. So what? So what if he is? So, I mean, isn't he the most informed batsman Australia have at the moment? Like, I just think it's a fait accompli that, like we did in State of Origin, we picked the team on form and they beat Queensland. I think if you're going to pick a team on form, Matthew Wade's the first batsman picked.
Yeah, well, you're probably spot on there. Once again, I mean, as I said, I don't know the reasons why. I mean, I'm not obviously in the selection loop with what goes on around the Australian Test team, but there's no doubt that he was the most informed batsman going in to the start of the Test series against India. I mean, you can't lodge an argument against that. I mean, I think he made 580 or 600 runs or something in the Shield season, just past the halfway mark. So all the numbers and facts were there. So now all he can do,
keep getting runs.
You know, he's keep getting runs. He's led the Hurricanes brilliantly well. You know, this in the Big Bash, and he's the second leading run scorer in this as well. So just keep getting them, I'd say.
Yeah, well, the Australian national team's loss is the Hobart Hurricanes game, MG. And yep, Tonight he will be. You imagine he's going to put on a show tonight, Channel 7. Big Bash semi-finals kickstart. This man, Ricky Ponting, will be in the commentary box. Good luck to the Hurricanes tonight, and good luck to the Sydney Sixers tomorrow night as well. Punter, thank you for your time.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me.
Everyone's on 7 o'clock tonight, MG. Saturday night, Brookvale, the Tars, their season starts. They've pulled in some big names, MG.
They have. Yeah, I like the Carmichael Hunt and Ashley Cooper combination.
Is he signed on for another 4 years?
Go on, Yuzi. That closes the door on rugby league forever.
Absolutely. Drew Mitchell joins us next to tell us how the Tars will fare on Saturday night against the Hurricanes. It is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Which NRL player will go from good to great in 2019? MG's got a name in mind for you coming up. But MG, let's be honest, he's the best looking bloke on the Fox Sports roster. He fronts their Fox rugby coverage.
By a mile. They've all got heads like smashed pies, the other dudes.
His former Wallaby, Drew Mitchell. Drew, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks, boys. And thanks for the attempt at compliment, but I'm not really up against much, am I?
No, you're not.
No, you're right. Although, is Greg still a part of the lineup?
Greg's in good nick. But I've still got him.
You've still got him covered. Youth on your side. You're here because the Super Rugby season is about to kick off tomorrow. We'll get to the World Cup, which is coming on later in the year, sure, in a moment. But let's look at this Waratahs lineup. They kick off their season at Brookvale Oval on Saturday night. First of all, have you seen the pitch? Is Brookie up to the standard the Waratahs need it to be?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's always a lot of chat around the surface up there in Brookie. I mean, obviously, there's talk about it being a sandy base. But, I mean, you know, they host the Manly Seagulls there for, like, so many games throughout the year. I mean, for one game of rugby, I think the boys, you know, whilst we like things laid out really nicely for us, I'm sure they'll be able to get through just their one-off game.
Obviously, it's exciting times for the Tars because Adam Ashley Cooper's back.
Yeah.
Carmichael Hunt comes to join him in the centres. What have you made of this combination?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, great opportunity for both those guys. You know, Adam returning from Japan. He's been away from Australian domestic footy for quite some time, but came back and had a bit of time with the Wallabies at the back end of last year. So what he brings is that great experience and leadership in that midfield. And also just from, I guess, a squad perspective, just a real calmness about him. And he just is a good guy to have in your team. And then you've got Carmichael Hunt, who, you know, he's obviously come... To New South Wales, given an opportunity from Daryl Gibson and the team here in New South Wales, you know, given what happened with him up there in Queensland last year. So he's obviously got a fair bit to prove, whether it's proving it to his, you know, detractors or whether it's just to prove himself
to
right.
Himself, yeah.
You know, like both of those can be, you know, really strong motivators, but he's really keen to get out there. He's spent a bit of time since he relocated, sleeping in the garage of the head coach, Daryl Gibson.
Oh, that's a great way to get in the team.
Yeah, and his family, are actually, they've got a place previously from down in Bowral, so he's doing the commute a little bit there as well. So, you know, he wants to make a fist of this, and things aren't necessarily ideal just yet in terms of location-wise, but, you know, for him to kind of put all that aside and just focus on Saturday night, that's what he's really keen to do.
Yeah, I hope he does.
All the news at the start of the year is really positive. You mentioned the coach, Daryl Gibson, there, who's just signed a one-year extension. He's going to stick around till the end of 2020. Israel Folau announcing a new four-year deal to stay with the Tars and Australian rugby, which I'm sure league fans probably wouldn't mind having him back in the NRL, but it's great news for Australian rugby.
Yeah, that boat's sailed.
Do the Tars have the necessary improvement in them to go one better than last year where they lost in the semis?
Yeah, I honestly think they do. I think most importantly, they haven't really lost too many players. I mean, they lost Paddy Ryan, who was a bit of a stalwart there in the front row. But outside of that, in terms of your starting 15, they really haven't lost anyone. And then they've gained those guys that we just spoke about, Carmichael, Adam Ashley Cooper. They've got a big body from South Africa who's just joined the squad as well. So he may get some time.
Is that his name, Big Body?
No, I'm just not going to attempt it. He's up from the Highveld, so I'm not even going to attempt it. But you know, like they've got some big inclusions, not just...
Big Body?
Yeah, Big Body, but...
try it.
No, I'm not even going to
try it.
No, I'm not even going to try it. But yeah, I mean, they've got some big inclusions. So, you know, obviously, there's also a number of young guys who got that experience last year. They had to travel up to Johannesburg. Mm. They lost that semi-final. They'll be better for it this year.
Quickly, before we let you go, Drew, and we appreciate your time, and you can see more of Drew all this season on Fox Sports coverage of the Super Rugby competition. The World Cup.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on, Drew? Seriously?
Hey, like, mate, it's fine.
Is it?
Relax.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, obviously, everyone's, you know, a little bit worried in terms of results from last year and that sort of thing, but a World Cup year can be... it is completely different.
Yep, I mean, you
can galvanise any team from any position just to singly focus on the one thing, which is the climax, which is the World Cup final. And I think there's no better man to do that than Michael Checker. And, I'm really excited to see what the boys do.
Well, the Waratahs take on the Hurricanes 7:45 this Saturday night at Brookvale Oval. You can see this man, Drew Mitchell, as part of the coverage. Drew Mitchell, we love having you in on the Rush Hour with MG. Thank you as always.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Champion.
MG, before we finish the show tonight, we're going to get to your which players can go from good to great, but you're also going to do a power rankings. You're bringing it back.
Yes, I am. And tonight's filter is the 5-1, and I've asked my friends on Facebook and on social media, on Twitter, five most recognisable Aussie athletes in the world.
Can I join in the debate?
Of course you can.
All right.
We'll
do that before 7 o'clock. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
If you don't listen, you'll miss the best in sport. All codes, every kind of battle ball, and all the on and off-field stories. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. MG, it's time to talk some rugby league.
It certainly is.
We want everybody to get involved. 133353. Which player do you think this season will make the jump from good to great? Now, what do we mean by that, MG?
Well, for instance, I think Tarek Sims made that jump last year. Mm. He went from being a toiling back row to a great second rower in Origin. Luke Brooks.
Absolutely.
Fulfilled his destiny, basically, by winning the Dally M. Mm. I think Damien Cook.
Oh, yes.
Went from good to great.
Yes.
In the space of a year. So this year, there's obviously going to be two or three or four or five players who are going to go from good to great.
Mm.
On 133353, who do you think they are?
Absolutely. We're talking about the players that might break into a rep side, or they challenge for a Dally M award, or they might be the team that drives their, or the player that drives their team up the ladder.
Yeah.
Where they hadn't been previously.
Luke Keary could fit in that... that little basket. Absolutely. As well.
We just heard Caelan Ponga's player profile there. Caelan Ponga didn't He skipped good.
He went from great to superstar.
It's the Rush Hour with MG Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Give us a call. 1-3-5-3. Which player will go from good to great in season 2019?
Could be a T-shirt involved.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, the Chili Peppers. They're in town next week.
The 20th, yes.
Yeah, they're playing two gigs out at Kudos Bank Arena. Ooh, no, yeah. ANZ Stadium.
Get along and see the flea.
It's going to be outstanding. 1-3-3-5-3. We're talking rugby league. We want to know which player you think will go from good to great in season 2019. MG, you gave some examples of players who did it last season. Tarek Sims, Luke Brooks.
Damien Cook. Josh Addo-Carr.
What are the names you've got on your list, the players that will go from good to great this year?
Let me start with my own club, Penrith. I think Billy Kickow and Waka Blake will go from good to great. I think, I've already said Zach Lomax, I think he's going to be really pushing for an origin berth this year, so he's obviously on my list. Lachlan Fitzgibbon from the Knights.
Yeah, okay.
He's got origin written all over him. Mm. But the one guy I think will benefit most, and I think he'll be firmly in origin calculations, is Cameron Murray from the Rabbitohs. Now that Crichton is gone, I think Sam Burgess will go back to the back row, and I think Cam Murray will play a full game at lock, which will benefit him. He's a workhorse. Everywhere you see a loose ball, he's there. Every time you see a hit-up, someone wants to do a hit-up and no one else does, Cam Murray's there. This guy is a fantastic player. I love watching him play, and I think he's going to be pivotal in Wayne Bennett's chances of making the top four.
I like that. Okay, so Kickow and Blake at the Panthers. You've said Zach Lomax previously at the Dragons, and Cam Murray.
And Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
Beg your pardon, at the Knights. Andrew and Park Lee, which player will go from good to great in 2019?
Yeah, MG, I agree with you, mate. Zach Lomax, for sure. Yeah, he will. He'll shine this year.
Got some class written over him. How's any, Andy?
He does. He showed a bit of it last year. But, yeah, I think this year, you know, with that first couple of games under his belt, he's just going to go from buddy strength to strength.
Good man.
Let's go to Jared in Alford's Point. Jared, which player will go from good to great in 2019?
Hey, boys. I actually think Lachlan Lewis will go from good to great, because I think he was a guy, like, he performed out of his skin towards the end of last year, and I think he was more the go-to player. I think now that with Kieran Foran coming back and he's fully fit, they've had a full pre-season together, I think he'll be a good leader for Lachlan, and he'll just nurture under him and go from strength to strength.
Yeah, can't say you're wrong. I can't wait to watch him play. He's got all the potential in the world. You know, he's solid at the moment without being spectacular. He's got a lot of time in his hands. He's got great pedigree because he's Uncle Wally. But watch his space.
Craig in Riverston, which player will go from good to great in 2019?
Boys, I've got two for you, because I'll go for the West Tigers. I reckon acquiring Ryan Madison from the Roosters is a great buy.
Yep.
I reckon he'll want to stand out, because he's not with the Roosters back. He can stand out, make a name for himself.
Mm.
And the other one, I reckon Easton Masters is going to go strength to strength under Madge. I reckon he's just going to bring his game out better.
Yeah, Easton Masters, fantastic player. Ryan Madison, you could be right. He could be the buy of the year if Major Maguire plays him in the right position and has him running the right lines. He's a workhorse as well.
Craig, make sure you're listening tomorrow. Your captain, your new captain, Moses Embiid, will join us on the show.
Can we give Craig a T-shirt, please, Charlie?
Producer Charlie. Craig, the West Tigers fan, gets the Stay Random Sydney T-shirt. Before we run out of time, Scotty in Mittagong, which player do you think will go from good to great in 2019?
Listen, mate, after last year's disappointment, I reckon my skipper, Mitchell Pearce, will come good.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see him back in the Sky Blue, mate.
Well, Scotty, there's an argument that he's already great. You know, he's played Origin, he's won a comp. Consistent, I suppose. Yeah, so if Mitchell Pearce wins the comp with the Knights this year, or even takes him to the top four, yeah, it would be on the back of him. And him being out last year with injury was what stopped them from making the top eight.
I think you could probably argue Mitchell Pearce is already in the great.
I think so.
In the category.
He's played Origin. He's won a comp.
Very quickly, MG, I want to throw a roughie into the mix.
Yes.
Mitchell Moses.
Mm.
Now,
Now
he's got a long way to rise up. Obviously, Parramatta finished last, bottom of the table last year. Lyle Auld also recommended on Twitter he thought Mitchell Moses could do it. But no Corey Norman.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, he's gone from being a co-pilot to taking over the plane himself.
Mm.
And that could really benefit him. I watch his... Yeah, again, I think he'll go really well this year. And another one is Victor Radley as well. I think Victor Radley will go from good to great.
Mm, I love Victor.
Oh, you know, we should do a team of them.
Beers, good beers, and more beers.
Yeah, but Mitchell Pearce, yeah, Mitchell Moses, watch, he got a big year.
Mm. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Power rankings coming up very shortly. MG has decided the 5-1 of the most recognisable Aussie athletes in the world.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, almost done for your Thursday. MG, quick update, the Melbourne Stars have won the toss and Glenn Maxwell has elected to bowl. So, Matty Wade, that man who just cannot crack the Australian national side.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get a chance to show his wares again. MG, let's do this.
I got that power.
Yeah.
I got that power.
It's back, baby, for 2019. You got the power? Power rankings.
Yeah, fade that down. That's more than enough. I think than we're allowed to legally play of Will I Am on Triple M. MG, what is your filter for your power rankings?
Is the 5-1 of the most recognisable Aussie athletes on this planet.
Okay. All right. I look forward to this.
Okay.
Five.
Number five. This is polarising. He's actually polarision. I'm going to trademark that word. Polarision. That's a word from now on. His polarision makes him popular. Nick Kyrgios.
Now, hold on.
What?
How is he at five?
Of course, wait till you see who's 4-3-2-1.
So you're admitting, you're acknowledging the man, you give me grief constantly.
As I said, his polarision makes him popular because he...
Polarision's not a word.
It is a word. There's going to be a word from now on. For all the wrong reasons, unfortunately, because he's a draw card and tournament directors want him at their tournament so he can blow up.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden the cameras come in. And they want him to be the next John McEnroe. He's got his ability has to lift to be next John McEnroe.
Four.
Mick Fanning.
Ooh, good one.
Any country with a coastline knows Mick Fanning. And then you throw in a bit of a shark fight. And we've got our very own Crocodile Dundee, really.
Three.
Samantha Kerr, the best female soccer player on the planet, and she's ours.
She's
getting better and better and better. And probably starts favourite because she's in their team in the WA League this weekend.
And without knowing who your 2-1 are, I would suggest that the World Cup this year for Sam Kerr presents an opportunity probably become even more recognisable.
And that smile, she's so marketable.
Well, and the backflip helps as
well. Yeah.
Two.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Ooh.
Formula One is the sport of sports, I suppose, amongst the rich.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best in the world is our very own again. He's handsome, he's markable, he's a larrikin. He's basically got the world as his oyster.
And that smile again.
Again, and he's so affable. You know, you talk to him and he comes across as such a great bloke. Everyone wants to have a beer with him. He's our kind of version. He's our sports version of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll take that.
One.
Who else? Basketballing Benny Simmons. US, big in the US, big in China, big all around the world. He goes out with Kendall Jenner. He just made the NBA All-Stars, the first ever Australian to do it. He's best mates with LeBron James. If he's not the most recognisable Aussie athlete in the world, I don't know who is.
I'm glad you mentioned, I think the Jenner factor, the Kardashian impact.
Of course it adds.
It has a huge... Now,
it could be his downfall too.
Yeah, you're right. Now, look, it's a tough list to make.
Yes.
Name I will throw into the mix that I think needs to be referenced is Tim Cahill.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was thinking about Warnie as well. Warnie was kind of on the peripheral, so was Timmy Cahill.
Tim Cahill's sport is truly global. He's played in America. He's played in China. He plays currently in India. He played in Europe for so long.
Yeah.
He's played at that many bloody World Cups. I think Tim Cahill is a bit stiff to miss out.
Who would you take out?
Mate, it's your list. We know you listen to the show.
Don't throw it up without hitting it.
Tim, I know you listen to the show. Yeah, it was MG's list. I would have had you in there, mate.
Timmy doesn't listen to the show.
We're out of time.
Nick Kyrgios does.
Hey, Moses Mbai on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.